诗班不在我们当中，我们很想念他们。
Choir is not with us. We miss them.
我觉得我们信主的人真是有福气。
I think that we who belong to the Lord are truly blessed.
我想我们都同意，我们宁愿听圣诗，不愿听和尚在那唱他们的东西。
Sometimes we rather sing hymns instead of listening to the chorale.
他们的那个音乐太单调了。
Because their music is too boring.
他们唱的，他们自己也不懂。
And they don't even know what they're singing.
我们至少知道我们唱什么。
At least when we sing, we know what we're singing.
所以我觉得做一个基督徒实在很幸福。
I think it is a blessing to be God's children.
但是我们也看到有很多没有音乐的基督徒。
But we also know there are many Christians who have no music.
当一个基督徒心里面没有音乐，嘴里都没有音乐，是一个很凄凉的一个基督徒。
It is a pitiful Christian who have no music, who has no music in their hearts or in their mouths.
我的这个嗓音不太好。
I don't have a good voice.
但是我很喜欢唱。
But I like to sing.
我开车一定唱。
When I drive, I sing.
啊，真是很高兴。
I always sing with joy.
我只记得几句或者几首这个圣诗，但是我可以不断的在唱那些圣诗。
I only know a few hymns, or I only know a few words from hymns, but those are enough for me to sing them over and over again.
我特别喜欢 Fanny Crosby 的一些很简单的那些圣诗。
I especially like many of the hymns by Fanny Crosby, and they're very simple.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹们能够多多的唱诗。
So I hope brothers and sisters will enjoy singing hymns as well.
你就会发现有音乐的人生比没有音乐的人生要美丽动人的多。
Then you will realize a life with music is much more beautiful and lively than a life without music.
那我们今天早晨这个题目是讲祷告。
This morning, our sermon message is about prayer.
这也是基督徒另外一个祝福。
It is also another blessing of Christians.
我们可以祷告。
We can pray.
我们随时可以祷告。
We can pray always.
无论在什么境况之下都可以祷告。
No matter what circumstances, we can pray.
所以基督徒是永远不寂寞的。
And so Christians are never lonely.
神，我们所信的神，我们所爱的神，他时刻在我们身边。
God who loves us, whom we love, he is always by our side.
当我们有需要，当我们心里面有感动，我们就可以向他祷告。
When we have needs, when we're moved to do so in our hearts, we can pray.
我要跟弟兄姊妹讲一件事。
I want to share something with you.
假如你祷告。
When you pray.
你只是跟神要这个要那个。不会有喜乐。
But all you can pray about is asking God for this and for that, then you cannot have true joy.
你假如在祷告里的总是对神有一种感恩，心里面充满了 那种对神的感激啊，你谢谢主这个，谢谢主那个，你就会觉得你这个人跟这个好像升华一样的啊，自己进入到另外一个境界去。
If you pray, and when you pray, you actually have a full sense of gratitude, and you're always giving thanks to God, and you know that you're in His care, in His hand, then in your prayer experience, you will feel like as if you've transcended to a higher level in your relationship with God.
假如你是一个一祷告就要向神要这个要那个的话，你是个乞丐型的一个基督徒。
If you pray and all you pray for always is asking God for things, then you're a Christian beggar.
总是手伸出来，神啊，给我这个，神给我那个。
You stick your hand out to God and say, God, give me this, give me that.
但是假如你祷告的时候，你就说神呢，我谢谢你给了我这一杯茶。
But when you pray, if you pray and say, God, I thank you for this cup of tea.
主啊，我谢谢你给了我这本圣经。
I thank you for giving me the Bible.
我谢谢你，我家里的人这么爱我。
Oh, thank you. I thank you that my family loves me.
我谢谢你，我一个教会。我可以常常去聚会。
I thank you that I have a church that I can attend regularly.
我有那么多的弟兄姊妹在关心我。
And I have all these brothers and sisters who cares for me.
弟兄姊妹，你知道不知道？弟兄姊妹是关心你的。
Brothers and sisters, do you not know that the brothers and sisters cares for you, care for you?
昨天我接到一个电话，讲有一位年轻的姊妹中风。
Yesterday, I received a phone call about a young sister who had a stroke.
我只见过她一次。
I've only met that sister once.
我根本都不记得她什么样子。
I can't really recall how she looks like.
她也不在我们教会聚会。
And she does not attend our church.
但是当我接到这个电话，我心里的很深的这个担子。
But the moment I heard this news by this phone call, I had a heavy burden.
我就不断的想着为这位姊妹祷告。
Then I'm always reminded to pray for this sister.
我觉得我跟她中间没有距离。
I felt that there is no obstacle between her and myself.
所以这个是我们做基督徒的人一个很奇妙的地方。
And this is something that is very amazing among the Christians.
我不知道为什么今天有许多基督徒觉得孤单。
I don't know why some Christians today feel lonely.
我从来没觉得孤单。
I never felt lonely.
因为我知道我的神永远不会离开我。
Because I know my God would never leave me.
我也知道有许许多多的基督徒他们记得我。
I know that there are many Christians who are remembering me.
我相信有一天，假如说是我生病了。
I trust that one day, if I get ill,
我可以保证这个世界上有多少的人在为我祷告。
I can be guaranteed that there are many people who would be praying for me.
假如你不是基督徒，你没有这样子的保证。
If you are not a Christian, you cannot have this guarantee.
所以我们做神儿女的人是有福气的。
And so those to be a child of God is to have blessing.
所以因此上我们今天要来读这个题目为万人祈祷。
And so today, the sermon title is Praying for All.
我是每次都是这个在现在都是一同来读提摩太前书的。
We're studying through the book of 1 Timothy.
下面三章这个有好几段我要把它跳过去。
A lot of the passages in the next three chapters I will skip over.
No, in chapter 3.
Oh, a lot of the passages in chapter 3 I will skip over.
因为那是讲到教会的长老、教会的执事。
Because it talks about the elders and the deacons in the church.
我相信我讲长老、执事的次数已经相当多。
I think I've already spent many sessions teaching on the elders and deacons.
所以我就想跳过去讲其他的。
So I will skip over those passages and focus on the other aspects.
但是我的习惯都是要一卷一卷、一段一段慢慢的读。
But my custom is to follow through the scripture verse by verse, chapter by chapter.
我没有本事一个礼拜讲一卷书。
I don't have the ability to cover one chapter per week.
我们一起来读我来读提摩太前书第二章第一到第七节。
I'll read first from 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 through 7.
我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告代求足谢为君王和一切在位的也该如此。使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳，他愿意万人得救明白真道，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间 只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣，他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候，这事必证明出来。我为此奉派做传道的，做使徒，做外邦人的师傅，教导他们相信，学习真道。我说的是真话，并不是谎言。
I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peacefully and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men, the testimony given in its proper time. And for this purpose I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, and a teacher of the true faith of the Gentiles. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for giving us this precious book.
让我们知道怎么样子做你的儿女。
So that we may know how to live as your children.
让我们抛弃世上的一切思念。
Let us forsake all the temptations of this world.
让我们集中心意在你的教导上。
So that we may be focused in pursuing after your will.
做一个完全合乎你心意的儿女。
To live as children who lives according to your will.
在世人的面前有好的见证。
So that we may have the right testimony before men.
让你在我们生活里头的荣耀。
In our lives, may you be glorified.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
那在第一章，就是在上一章里头，保罗讲到，他把提摩太留在以弗所，对付教会里的一些问题的人物。
In chapter 1, we saw that Paul left Timothy in Ephesus so that Timothy can deal with some of the false teachers in the church in Ephesus.
所谓问题人物，在当时有两类。
These questionable characters at the time are two types.
那么第一类就是所谓 Judaizers, 就是这些人专门要让不信的人或者外邦人先变成犹太人。
The first problematic people in the church are what are called the Judaizers.There are people who believe that in order for a Gentile to become a Christian, first they have to become a Jew.
Yeah. 犹太人是一个宗教。
Being Jew means you're part of a religion.
并不是要你在种族上变成犹太人，而是你的生活上要像一个犹太教徒。
They were not requiring them to become ethnically as a Jew, but in their living, in their practice of life, that they practice the Jewish practices.
一直到今天，犹太人啊，还是这个样子。
Even till today, we see the Jews living this way.
他们认为，你若是不先做犹太教徒，你就永远不会得救。
They feel that unless you first live a life and practice the same religious practices as a Jew, you cannot be saved.
这是错误的。
This is incorrect.
不是神的心意。
This is not the will of God.
不是神的安排。
This is not God's arrangement.
所以保罗花很多的篇幅来为这个人的救恩这件事情辨别。
And so that is why Paul spends many passages, many of his epistles defending the truth and correcting this false belief.
你不需要做一个犹太人，然后才能够做一个真正的基督徒。
You do not need to first become a Jew in order to become a Christian.
那么第二类的人 ,Gnostics, 就是所谓洛斯底的教徒。
And the second problematic people are the Gnostics.
那这些人夸耀自己有超凡的知识。
These people, they boast and take pride in their knowledge, that is, they believe transcendental.
所以他们不相信这个基督教里的这教导。
They in fact do not adhere to the teaching of Christians.
这两类的人都反对福音，是为这所有的人准备的。
And these two types of people, they oppose that the gospel is prepared for all men.
犹太人认为福音是只给犹太人的。
So the Judaizers believe that the gospel is only prepared for the Jews.
洛斯底人也是讲到神的福音只为了一些有特别的知识的人。
And the Gnostics believe that the salvation that comes through the gospel is only prepared for those who have these transcendental knowledge.
因此上，保罗在第二章就要提醒提摩太为所有的人的救恩祷告。
And so in chapter 2, Paul reminds Timothy to pray for all men.
弟兄姊妹，为万人祷告并不是要神让所有的人都吃得好、睡得好、住得好、玩得好。
To pray for everyone is not to say to pray that God will bless everyone so that everyone will have enough to eat, enough to, and places to stay and have an enjoyable life to live.
常常在电视里的有一个女人一天到晚就是这样，吃得好、住得好、玩得好，所以你要早早的买票。
And there's a woman preacher on television. This is what she preaches, that you, if you want to eat well, live well, and have everything you need, then you got to buy the ticket early.
她认为人生在世就是为了这些。
And she believes that this is what people live for.
但是这些事情在神的国里的都不重要。
However, all of these things are not important in the kingdom of heaven.
在神的眼中只有一样东西是重要的。
In the eyes of God, there is only one thing that is important.
就是他的救恩。
That is his salvation.
因此上，当我们为万人祷告的时候，我们是为着所有人的救恩祷告。
Therefore, when we pray for everyone, we are praying for their salvation.
不是为着今世来求神祝福他们。
We do not pray for them so that in this life God will bless them.
太没有价值这些东西。
Because these things are not valuable.
神要给我们的是永世的。
What God has for us is eternal.
我们得到了就永远得到。
Once we receive it, then we will have it forever.
绝对不会被人家夺去。
It will never be taken away from us.
永远不会失去。
It will never be lost.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们记得，我们为人家祷告的时候，不只是为人家身体祷告，吃得好，玩得好祷告，乃是要为他们的救恩祷告。
And so, brothers and sisters, we need to be reminded that when we pray for others, not only do we pray that they eat well, they live well, and they can have pleasures, but also we need to pray for their salvation.
保罗一开始用四个名词来讲的祷告。
Paul used four different nouns to describe prayer.
他说我劝你第一要为万人恳求。
He says, first of all, as we pray for everyone, we need to make a request.
这个恳求的原文的意思是没有，是欠缺的。
The original word for the word translated request means a lacking.
我们没有一样东西，我们到神的面前来求神给我们。
We have nothing, so we come before God and we ask for things.
这样东西是对我们必要的。
This that we ask of God is something that is essential for us.
这个就是他所给的救恩。
And this is the salvation that he gives.
所以广大的群众都需要救恩，都需要到神的面前来恳求。
So the masses of people, everyone needs the salvation, and for the salvation, we must make requests.
因为这是他们所没有的。
Because this is what they lack.
也是他们所必要的。
And this is what they need.
所以 他们要到神的面前来为这件事情恳求。
And so we must come before God and make requests on their behalf for this.
第二就是祷告。
Secondly, we must offer prayers.
这个祷告是包含有敬拜跟虔诚的意思。
The word prayer, includes, being reverent and being worshipful.
当我们祷告的时候，我们不是好像轻而易举的祷告，也不是说是像一个朋友一样的这样子讲话。
When we come to God in prayers, we don't come to Him, carelessly or just as if we were having a casual conversation with our friends.
神给我们一个特权，让我们在主耶稣基督里头随时随地都可以向他祷告。
God gave us a privilege, that is, we can open our mouth and speak to Him through the Lord Jesus Christ in all circumstances.
这并不表示因着这个缘故我们就可以在神的面前随便。
But it is not, that does not mean that because we have this privilege, we can be careless before God.
我常常提醒弟兄姊妹们，不要把自己看作说是我跟神今天他是我的天父，我是他的弟子啊，那我们中间一点隔阂都没有。
I often remind brothers and sisters that we ought not to consider ourselves as such intimate followers of God that because He is our teacher and we are His disciples, so that we have no obstacles between us and our relationship whatsoever.
让我们永远记得一件事。
We need to remember this always.
就是他是神，我是人。
That He is God and I'm a mere human.
他永远是神。我永远是人。
He will always be God, and I will always be man.
只有摩门教的那些异端才讲有一天人会变成神。
Only the Mormons or other cults will say one day, men will become God.
神在圣经里头永远是神。
The scripture tells us clearly that God will always be the only one who is God.
一直到最后启示录里的都提醒我们人永远是人。
Until the very end of the scripture in the book of Revelation, it reminds us men will always be men.
我们可以享有神所给我们的一切的恩典。
We can enjoy all the blessings and all of the grace from God.
但是我们不能够是神。
But we will not become gods.
因此上，我们到神的面前来，我们不要忘记他是神，我是人。
And so when we approach God, we must remember He is God and I am man.
有的时候我们得意起来，我们就忘记了我们在对付一个神。
Sometimes we're so careless, we forget that the one we approach is God.
因此上，我们到神的面前来，在祷告里头是一种敬拜，是一种虔诚。
And so when we approach God in prayers, we must remember that in our prayers, we are offering our worship and there must be reverence.
第三，这个祷告保罗叫做代求。
And the third thing we make for everyone is intercession.
为什么神要提醒我们不断的要为人代求？
Why does God remind us to always make intercessions for others?
因为没有神的人是在地狱里头生活的人。
Because those who live without God are those who live in hell.
他们不知道。
But they do not know.
这是他们的状况。
They do not know that that's the condition that they're in.
所以我们为他们祷告的时候不要忘记这件事。
And so when we pray for them, we need to intercede for them, and we must not forget this.
我们要让没有神的人了解他们最后的终局是什么。
Those who does not know God, we need to make clear to them what their ends will be.
弟兄姊妹，我们想到一个不幸的人，应该脑子里头有一幅图画。
Brothers and sisters, as we consider those who are still not saved, there should be a picture in our minds.
去看到这个人是在水里头 已经快要沉下去了，是没有救的，在那里手啊捂着喊救命救命。
It is a person who is about to drown to his death, to death, and they're in the, he is in the water, his arms are failing, and he's calling out for help.
这个是一个没有神的人，没有救恩的人，一个实在的一种情况。
Because that is the true condition and the true situation of someone who is without the salvation.
假如你脑子里头有这么一幅画图，你就不能不对那个没有救恩的人有一种帮他忙的那种感动。
If you have this picture in your mind, then you would not, then you would, then you must be responding to a picture to this person's need, and you would want to offer your help.
你要到神的面前来为他们大声的来求告。
You would come before God and you would call out on their behalf.
今天我假如问弟兄姊妹，你每次祷告祷告多久？
If I ask you today, when you pray, how long do you pray?
我在 Alhambra 有一位弟兄，他每次来祷告，我说哦哦，这是三秒钟的祷告。
There's a brother in Alhambra. Every time he comes to pray, I would say to myself, oh, a 3-second prayer is coming.
他有一个太太，他有两个女儿。
He has a wife and 2 daughters.
那是所有他祷告的内容，就是这四个人。
And these are the 4 people he would pray for every time.
还好，他没有忘记其他三个人。
It's good that he didn't forget the other 3 people.
但是他的祷告只终止在这四个人身上。
But his prayers only covers the 4 people in his family.
每次都是祷告，神啊，帮助我这个。
Always he prays, Lord, help me with this.
帮助我太太这个。
Help my wife with this.
帮助我大女儿这个。
Help my oldest daughter with this.
帮助我的二女儿这个。
Help my youngest daughter with this.
Amen.
Amen.
我跟他祷告了多少次？祷告来祷告去，就那几那几句话。
I've prayed with him many, many times, and these are always his prayers. It's always the same.
所以这种人说。这些人怎么祷告一祷告啊？那么十几分钟、20几分钟，有些彻夜的祷告，祷告什么
？So someone like this must wonder why are there people who would pray for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, or people who would pray all night? What would they be praying for?
这个不同的地方就是他从来不替人家代求，其那个真正祷告的人是要替那些有需要的人去代求。
Of course, his problem is he never makes intercession for others. And those who would pray for a long time are people who would pray and make intercessions for others.
想想看，假如你会在祷告的时候纪念你所爱的人，你所关心的人，你每一个人每一件事替他们祷告，你能够三句话就完了吗？
Think about this. If in your prayer you are making intercessions for those that you care for and for their needs, can you truly be done in a couple, 3 sentences?
你的爱心越大，你关心的人也越多。
The greater your love is, the more people you would care about.
你关心的事情也更多。
The things that you consider will be more.
因此，一个真正祷告的人，你没有办法。就是在三分钟之内祷告完。
And so a person who truly knows to pray cannot finish a prayer in 3 minutes.
对保罗来讲，一祷告几个重点，一点都不难，是很自然的。
For Paul, when he prays, to pray for hours on end is not something that is out of the ordinary. In fact, that is the most normal thing.
当他祷告的时候。他会记得耶路撒冷的弟兄姊妹。
When he prays, he would remember the brothers and sisters in Jerusalem.
他会记得所有在小亚细亚的那些地区，他所建立的教会的弟兄姊妹。
When he prays, he would remember all the churches in Asia Minor where he has established churches, and he would remember the brothers and sisters that there.
他会记得马其顿跟其他希腊半岛上面所有的。他所建立的教会的那些弟兄姊妹。
He remember the brothers and sisters who dearly love, from Macedonia and also from Greece.
他会想到他从来没有去过的地方， 那些教会的弟兄姊妹。
He would also be concerned about the brothers and sisters in the churches in places that he has not even gone to.
当他写罗马书的时候，他还没到罗马去过呢。
When he wrote the book of Rome, Romans, he has not been to the church in Rome yet.
但是那些地方的人老早都在他的祷告里头了。
But those people had already been in his prayers.
保罗能够说是一分钟、两分钟就祷告完。
So can Paul finish his prayers in a minute or two?
为什么我们祷告三言两语？
So how come when we pray, we finish in a few sentences?
很简单，我们是自私的人。
Very simple, because we're too selfish.
什么事情就是我。
Everything that we deal with has to do with me.
我以外就没有其他的需要。
Besides me, there are no other needs.
当然你不祷告。
Of course you don't pray.
第四，要足谢。
Fourthly, we need to give thanks.
这个是对神感恩的祷告。
These are prayers of thanksgiving.
你向神求救恩。
You pray to God for salvation.
当你看到了神的救恩降临到人的身上的时候，你向神感谢他赐下救恩。
Then when you see salvation come down to those who have been saved, then you give God the thanks.
特别你会感谢神在你身上的救恩。
And you would especially give thanks to God for the salvation that you receive.
弟兄姊妹，不仅仅是你的身体啊。
Brothers and sisters, it is not just your own health.
你之所以在这个地方还能够呼吸，还能够想思想，还能够行动，都是神的恩典啊。
The reason that you're still on earth, you're still breathing, and you're still thinking, you're still living, all of this has to do with your salvation.
也许你们年纪轻，你们不会想到这些事。
Maybe you're too young to think about this.
我有的时候上船，我说神啊，明天早上行不行得来不知道。
When I go to bed these days, I pray to God. I said, God, I don't know if I'll wake up tomorrow.
但是感谢你，我现在在你的里面，我假如一口气不来，还是在你里面。
I said, but I thank you that I am in you today, and if one day I can't breathe anymore, I'll still be in you.
所以我头倒下去就呼呼大睡。
And so I hit the pillow and I fall asleep.
恩典。
It's God's grace.
不能不感谢神给我们的救恩。
We cannot help but to give thanks to God for our salvation.
我们永远在他里面。
Because we are always in him.
蒙他保守。
We're always protected by him.
那么下面第二节他说到，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正，平安无事的度日。
The second verse, he continues to say, we pray for the kings and all those in authority that we may live peacefully and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness.
保罗他要我们为万人祷告。
Paul instructs us to pray for everyone.
很奇妙的一件事情。他最后他又把君王和一切在位的人也包括在里头。
But it's interesting because at the very end, he includes the kings and all those in authority.
为什么？
Why?
因为他知道许多人是不替今天在位的这个掌权的人祷告的。
Because he knows that there are few people who would pray for the kings or those who are in authority.
因为什么？
Why is that?
因为人都是对现状不满的。
Because human nature is no one is content.
因为对现状不满，所以对在位掌权的也很少喜欢去爱他的。
Because we're not content with our situation, so we will not be happy with those who rule over us.
你还记得不记得有一次Obama 到 Florida 去。
Do you remember one time Obama went to visit Florida?
哇、哦，有一大群那个穷人呢、啊，就去听 Obama 这个，我 我本来还想讲道的，他是不讲道的，我听奥巴马去演讲。
And there was a group of people who are in poverty who went to listen to his speech.
那奥巴马当然了，啊，我做总统就是为了你们。
And of course, Obama says to them, "I am the president, and I'm your president. I'm here fighting for you."
哇，下面就听到一个人 ，Amen.
Then you hear the people from the crowd saying, "Amen."
President, I need a refrigerator.
他说，总统先生，我现在需要一台电冰箱。
结果怎么？奥巴马说，给他一个电冰箱。
So what happened? Obama says, give him a refrigerator.
所以这个人当然要替奥巴马祷告了。
Of course, such a person needs to pray for Obama.
所以你现在在拿到电冰箱之前要拼命祷告啊。
At least he will pray to Obama, at least before he received the refrigerator.
你假如觉得没有从奥巴马的这什么，你会不会每天晚上记得，哎，要对奥巴马祷告？
If you never receive anything from Obama, would you think of Obama and pray for him?
所以保罗特别要提醒弟兄姊妹们，不要忘记为君王跟在位的祷告。
And so Paul reminds the Christians that we need to pray for the kings and those who are in authority.
他在世上有权柄。
They have the authority here in this world.
但是他在生命里头跟我们有同样的需要。
But in life, they have the same needs as us.
他们需要救恩。
They need salvation.
他们需要了解他们目前的处境。
They need to understand their condition.
许多时候你在世界上太得意了，你就忘记有一天你会死。
Sometimes you're too prosperous and everything's going too well for you in this world, you forget that one day you will die.
所以我们要为在位的为君王特别要祷告。
And so we need to pray for those who rule over us, who are kings and who have authority.
让他们不要忘记，他们只不过是总统，只不过是君王，他们不是神。
So that they may be reminded that they're only a president or even they're a king, but they're no gods.
最后，他们还是需要神。
Because at the final analysis, they need God.
现在是人家看到他鞠躬，到了有一天，他要在神的面前要五体投地。
Today, when people see them, they may have to bow to them, but one day they will see God and they will have to prostrate themselves before God.
因此上，弟兄姊妹，我们要特别为这些在世上得意的人祷告。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to pray for these people in prominent places in our world.
让他们不要忘记，他们目前的得意只不过是暂时的。
So that they may be reminded that their prominence is only temporary.
这样子，我们就可以敬虔端正、平安无事的度日了。
Then, if we do so, we will be able to live peacefully and also live quiet lives in godliness and in holiness.
因为当我们不断的纪念人的这个需要为他们祷告的时候，我们跟他中间就应该有正常的关系。
When we are always praying for others, we are always offering others in prayers to God, continuously, then we will be able to enjoy a normal relationship as we live.
我们与人无争，爱故邻舍。
We would be peaceful with all, and we would care for one another.
弟兄姊妹，让我们能够了解圣经对邻舍是什么解释。
Brothers and sisters, we need to understand what the biblical definition of a neighbor is.
不是讲到你住在你家旁边的才是你的邻舍。
A neighbor is not merely someone who lives next to you.
我们还记得在圣经里头，有人问主耶稣，谁是我的邻舍？
We remember in the Bible, someone asked Jesus, who is my neighbor?
当你关心这个人，当你爱这个人的时候，他就是你的邻舍。
When you care for someone, when you love someone, this someone becomes your neighbor.
所以对我们基督徒来讲，都是我的邻舍。
So for Christians, everyone is my neighbor.
不要讲说、哦、我住在 Rancho， 他住在 Fontana， 我们还中间有一段距离。
Don't say I live in Rancho and he lives in Fontana. There's still quite a distance between us.
他们是你的邻舍。
They will be your neighbor.
所以假如你爱人的话，你就会爱所有的人。
If you love men, you will love all men.
这个实在是不简单的事情。
This is not something easy.
你不相信你自己作家，你想想，这个人我可以爱吗？
Have you ever thought to yourself and thought of someone and you said, can I really love this someone?
我曾经爱过这个人吗?
Have I really ever loved this person?
我可能不可能爱这个人。
Is it even possible for me to love this person?
看看你能爱几个。
How many can you truly love?
神说你要爱所有的人。
God says you need to love all men.
因为他们都可能是你的邻舍。
Because they may all be your neighbor.
你什么时候关心他，他什么时候就成为你的邻舍。
It is when you care for this person, this person become your neighbor.
第三节说，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。
Verse 3 says, this is good and pleases God, our Savior.
这样子是好的，为什么？
Why is this good?
因为这是符合神的心意。
Because this is per the will of God.
神的心意是要救所有的人。
God's will is that all will be saved.
当你爱所有人的时候，关心所有人的时候，你是一个合乎神心意的人。
When you love all men, when you care for all their needs, then you have fulfilled the will of God.
合乎神心意的人是一个真正被神爱的人。
And one who lives according to the will of God is one who truly loves God.
第四节讲到什么呢？第四节说，他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
Verse 4 says, God who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth.
刚才讲到符合神心意的是神所喜欢的。
We mentioned just now that those who live according to God's will are those who truly loves God.
那神的心意是什么？
Well, what is the will of God?
总括一句来讲，神的心意就是要人人都能够听到福音，有机会得救。
Well, to generalize God's will, it is that all will be able to hear the gospel and that all will come to know the salvation.
不一定所有的人都能够得救。
Maybe not every single person will have the salvation.
因为不一定所有的人都相信神才能够有救恩。
Because not everyone would believe that God accomplished the salvation.
但是我们要相信神的心意是要所有的人都知道，所有的人都能够。
But we need to believe that God's heart and His will is that all men will hear of the gospel of salvation, and that His desire is that all will come to know His saving grace.
因为他只要明白真道就可以得救。
Anyone who comes to a knowledge of the truth can be saved.
什么叫做真道？真道就是带领我们到永生的道路。
What is the knowledge of the truth? It is the knowledge in which will lead us to salvation.
我们中文在许多地方实在是很这个超越。
The Chinese translation is a little bit different in terms of the understanding, and it's sometimes very difficult to understand.
但是很不幸的，今天我们读书的人不认识字。
But sometimes when we read the scripture, we have a problem is that while we are literate, we really can't understand what we read.
我在大学里头有一个老师，他是很特别。
I remember a professor in my university. He was a special one.
他从前在北京大学教书。
He originally taught in the University of Beijing.
他有 德国 Heidelberg 啊大学的博士，他是美国 Wisconsin 大学的博士。
He has two PhDs, one from Heidelberg in Germany, one from Wisconsin.
所以我们讲的双料的博士。
So we call him double PhD.
他这个人奇怪的很，这个人呢、啊，从来不讲英文。
He is a very odd person. He never speaks English.
他从来不穿西装。
He never wears a suit.
一年到头就是一条长袍子大褂，怎么欺负人？两袖清风。
Throughout the year, he wears the old traditional Chinese robe.
他怎么？他开了一门课。
He has a class.
是讲到啊，这个欧洲中古的历史。
And the class is about the medieval history of Europe.
但是他教的内容跟欧洲都没有关系，不要讲跟欧洲的历史有关系了，连欧洲都不提。
But in his class, he teaches nothing about the medieval history. In fact, he teaches nothing about Europe.
他的内容是一本中国的古书，叫《资治通鉴》。
But the material he uses for his class is a classic writing of the Chinese.
我想我们当中可能有人还没有看过或者听过这本书。
Some of you probably have not even heard of read or even heard of this book.
这是一本宋朝的司马光写的书。
This is a classic writing from the Song Dynasty.
这位老先生他说我今天不是来教你们历史。
And the professor will say, today I am not teaching you history.
我是教你们中文。
I'm teaching you Chinese.
你们都是不懂中文的。
Because you read, but you don't understand Chinese.
你们都听了胡适之这个人胡言乱语。
Because you've all been cheated by this person named 胡适之。
他把我们中国的古文都变掉了。
Because he had eliminated the classic writings of the Chinese.
因此让他定下一个规矩来。凡是在我的课上考试，里边讲一个白话文，这个伯伯莫佛这些东西啊，这一类的，你就不及格。
So he says, this is the rule I have for my class.If you write any papers with modern Chinese or you use the alphabets, then you will flunk.
因此上，所有选他课的人都一定要什么知乎也者。
And so everyone who takes his class must learn, relearn how to write classic Chinese.
有的时候你看到那个考卷，你简直是觉得太可笑了。
Sometimes you read these tests and exams, you really would think it's funny.
因为知乎也者，他们都用得不通。
Because while they try to write classic Chinese, they don't really know how to write it, so it just reads funny.
但是你只要写知乎也者，你就及格。
So even though they sound funny, so long as you include these classic terms, then you will pass the class.
你要假如说是用白话文了啊、不啊这些东西啊，你就不及格。
Anytime you use any modern Chinese, you will fail the test.
当然，这是一个很过分的一种做法。
Of course, this is very extreme.
这位老先生很特别。
He is an odd professor.
那个学校里头好几次想把他开除掉。
The school wanted to terminate his employment for many times.
但是从校长到这个下面这个、教授，很多都是他学生。
However, the Dean of the college, as well as many of the other professors in the school, were once his student.
你怎么可以啊？现在做校长了，把你的老师给 fire 掉了，这个得了啊
？So even though you are the dean of the school now, but how can you fire your old professor?
但是我用这个例子就是今天的中国人很多不懂中文的。
But I use this as an example to say that today many Chinese can read, but they don't understand Chinese.
这个地方的道。就是讲路啊。
This here, when it talks about the knowledge of the truth, the knowledge actually has to do with a path.
我们听 这个老子啊，什么什么庄子的那个话讲太多了啊，这个道怎么样？这个道怎么样？把我们搞糊涂了。
The Chinese translation of the scripture here is very confusing.
所以我们认为道那是玄奥的不得了的一样东西啊。
And so the word that is translated here as the knowledge or the way is translated in such a manner when we read, we may think it's something that is very mystical and cannot be fully grasped or understood.
这个道就是一条路，这条路就是引到永生的路。
But this knowledge is in fact the path, and it is a path that will lead us to eternal life.
这就是我们所谈到的福音。
And so really, this is the gospel.
你在主耶稣基督里面，你就能够进入永生。
If you are in Christ Jesus, you can enter into the eternal life.
这个就是全部的真理。
And this is the knowledge of the whole truth.
所以我常常跟弟兄姊妹们讲，基督教的道理讲深奥是极端的深奥，讲简单也是极端的简单。
And that's why I often say that, yes, Christianity can be a very, very deep knowledge to understand, but at the same time, it could be the simplest knowledge you can obtain.
深奥是因为我们要明白这位创造宇宙万物的真神。
It is very deep because we are trying to understand and come to know this God who is the creator of all heaven and earth.
我们这个有限的头脑永远不可能进入到那么深的境界。
We are finite beings and our intelligence can never enter into the mind of one who is infinite.
所以我们看到，哎呀，写关于圣经的那书不知道有多少。
And so that is why there are so many books written in attempts to explain the Bible.
可是你不需要懂那些书才得救啊。
But you don't need to know all those books before you come to be saved.
真道，这条道永生的路太简单。
The knowledge or the path to the truth is very simple.
有了耶稣做你的救主，你就能够有永生。
If you have Jesus and He is your Savior, then you have eternal life.
你记得主耶稣在约翰福音啊，这个十四章那里讲到的吗？
Do you remember what Jesus said in John 14?
我就是道路、真理、生命。
I am the truth, I am the way, I am the life.
知道耶稣，有了耶稣做你的救主，你就进入永生。
If you have Jesus, if you know Jesus, then you have life.
反过来，没有耶稣，再大的学问也没用。
So of course, on the other hand, if you don't have Jesus, no matter how much knowledge or how vast your knowledge is, you will have no life.
现在第五节，我们到了一个最重要的那一节圣经。
And verse 5 is the most critical verse here.
因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我讲这个是圣经里的最基本的教训，一点都没有夸张。
Brothers and sisters, to say that this is the most fundamental teaching of the scripture is no exaggeration.
圣经里头不断的在提醒我们，只有一位真神。
Because the Bible repeatedly reminds us and repeatedly states that there is only one God.
这就是为什么一个真正的基督徒绝对不去怎么拜佛了，去做那些其他的相信其他的宗教，这是不可能的事情。
That is why a true Christian can never also go and worship Buddha or follow after any other idols or other ways.
我必须要这个看几节这个经文，我觉得这很重要的。只有一位真神。
Let us take a look at a few other passages. I think this is very important to know that there is only one God.
先看《申命记》第四章。
First, let us turn to Deuteronomy.
第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
第三十五节
Verse 35
这是显给你看要使你知道唯有耶和华他是神除他以外再无别神这是第三十五节我们再跳到三十九节所以今天你要知道也要记在心上天上地下唯有耶和华他是神除他以外再无别神
We'll look at verses 35 and 39 You were shown these things so that you might know that the Lord is GodBesides him, there is no other. Verse 39, acknowledge and take to heart this day that the Lord is God in heaven above and on the earth below. There is no other.
让我们记得《生命记》是摩西在他这个快要去世之前把律法再一次的讲给以色列人听。他说我是呼天抢地的。来对你们讲话。
Deuteronomy is a book that it records the second time in which Moses it reiterated all the commandments, all the words of God to the Israelites, and he said that I am crying out with a loud voice so that you may hear.
所以中国人一句话，人之将死，其言也善。
The Chinese has a saying that anyone who is speaking or uttering his last words, those words will be good.
所以当摩西快要死的时候，他对以色列人所讲的话，每一个字都是必要的。
And so when Moses, facing his death, every single word that he would utter, every single word that he wants to speak, those are important and those are good.
他特别要提醒以色列人，你们知道不知道？只有一位真神。
And over and over again, he repeats to the Israelites that, do you not know that there is only one God?
此外，在《生命记》里的还有啊，像第六章第四节，我们没有时间了。然后我们现在要看一些是在《以赛亚书》四十三章。
There are other references in the book of Deuteronomy, such as chapter 6, verse 4, but we're not going to look at all of them. Let's now look at Isaiah chapter 43.
以赛亚书四十三章第十节。
Isaiah 43 verse 10.
以赛亚大概有多少处啊？这一二三四五六七八，大概有差不多十次讲到这件事情。耶和华是独一的真神。
In the book of Isaiah, at least about 10 instances does he repeat that only God is the one and only God.
耶和华说啊，第这四十三章第十节，你们是我的见证，他是对以色列人讲的。我所拣选的仆人，既是这样，便可以知道且信服我，又明白知道信服什么。明白什么？我就是耶和华，在我以前没有真神，在我以后也必没有，唯有我是耶和华，除我以外没有救主。
This is the Lord speaking, verse 10. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he.Before me, no God was formed, nor will there be one after me.
最后，看新约哥林多前书第八章。
Then we look at the New Testament from 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多前书第八章第四节跟第六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 4 and 6.
论到吃祭偶像之物，我们知道偶像在世上算不得什么，也知道神只有一位，再没有别的神。虽有称为神的， 活在天，活在地，就如那许多的神，许多的主。然而，我们只有一位神，就是父，万物都本于他，我们也归于他，并有一位主，就是耶稣基督，万物都是借着他有的，我们也是借着他有的。
Verse 4, so then, about eating food sacrificed to idols, we know that an idol is nothing at all in this world, and that there is no God but one. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things came and for whom we live, and there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live.
所以弟兄姊妹，读圣经第一件事情，我们要读得实实在在的。
And so, brothers,
绝对不忘记的就是只有一位是真神。
Brothers and sisters, when we read the scripture, there is one thing that we need to keep in mind, and there is one thing we have to recognize, is that there is only one true God.
还有一件更重要的事。
And there is also something more important.
特别对我们从大陆来的弟兄姊妹们，我要特别提醒你们。
And it is a reminder, especially for our brothers and sisters from China.
因为你们在那种无神的教育里头太久了，不很容易就会忘记一件事情。
Because of the atheistic education and the atheistic society, because those influences are strong in you, oftentimes it's easy to forget this.
首先，你们很难相信有神。
First, it is hard for you to acknowledge that there is a God.
我跟不少的从大陆来的基督徒讲，我说你相信不相信有神
？I've spoken to many Christians from China. I would ask, do you believe that there is God?
哎，这些是基督徒啊。
Remember, I said these are Christians.
他们就抓头，他说这个还不能够一定。
And they would scratch their head and they say, well, I mean, this is still debatable.
哎，你连你这个是。这个有没有神还不能够一定，你信什么基督啊
？So you can't even be sure if there is a God. Why are you consider? What do you consider yourself as Christian?
我说我就劝你不要走来走去讲我是基督徒。
Then so I would tell them, I recommend that you don't go around telling others that you're a Christian.
你首先你要知道有一位真神。
You need to first acknowledge that there is one true God.
这个还不算难。
This may not be the most difficult thing.
真难的是在下面一个。
The more difficult thing is what is to come.
在神与人中间只有一位中保。
That between God and man, there is only one mediator.
换句话说，你所有一切神的恩典、神的作为等等，都是经由这一位中保临到我们身上的。
In other words, all the blessings and all the grace that God has for men has to come through this one mediator.
反过头来，你要认识这位神，你必须要先认识这位中保。
On the other hand, in order for you to come to know this one true God, you first must come to know this one mediator.
但是今天有不少从大陆来的弟兄姊妹，我不是故意好像。跟你们刁难啊，这总是讲从大陆来的，事实是这个样子。因为什么？你们很容易，像我当初也是的，信神容易，信耶稣很难。
I'm not picking on you who are from China because that is just the fact, and I speak also from my own personal experience. That's the same way I had. Is that to say that there is a God? That's rather easy, but to say that. We must come to know Jesus, to believe Him as the Lord, that is very hard.
也许我们读几句圣经吧，不要再多讲了。
Let's look at some scripture.
约翰福音第一章。
Gospel of John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章，第十节到十二节。
John chapter 1 verses 10 through 12.
他在世界，这是讲的耶稣啊。他在世界，世界也是借着他造的， 世界却不认识他。这个世界是讲的世人啊，世上的人，自己的人倒不接，他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。然后我们再跳到第十八节，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
John 1 verse 10, 10 through 12, then verse 18. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Verse 18. No one has ever seen God, but God the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
主耶稣他是神，他到世界上来，世人不认识他。
Jesus Christ is God. He came to this world as God of this world, yet the people of this world did not know him.
不认识他，就是不承认他。
To say that they did not recognize him is also to say that they do not accept him.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
He came to a place that is his own, but his own did not receive him.
我想这里是特别指的犹太人。
I think here especially it speaks to the Jews.
这些人连犹太人都不承认这个耶稣是神的儿子。
For these people, including the Jews, they did not recognize Jesus Christ as the Savior.
可是你假如要做神的儿女，你必须要从主耶稣基督那里得到他的权柄。
But if you want to become a child of God, you must receive that right through Jesus Christ.
很简单，你要认识神，要做神的儿女，你必须要认识这位神，这位神的儿子。
Simply put, if you want to come to know God, if you want to be a child of God, you must first come to know Jesus, who is the Son of God.
因为十八节说，只有在父怀里的独生子能够把父表明出来。
Because verse 18 tells us that only Jesus, who is at the side of the Father, he is the only one who can reveal the Father to us.
你说我只要神，我不要耶稣。
If you say, well, I want God, but I don't want Jesus.
圣经说，没有耶稣，你就不可能认识神。
The Bible says, without Jesus, you cannot come to know God.
所以弟兄姊妹，信耶稣是个必要的。
So, brothers and sisters, to accept Christ and to know Him is a must.
今天我们所学的功课，这个就是一个关键。
The lesson that we're learning today, this is key.
我们要认识这位真神。
We need to know this true God.
为他的心意去祷告。
We need to pray according to His will.
而他的心意是在他这个儿子的里面。
And his will can only be found in his son, Jesus Christ.
你不认识耶稣，你就不可能去爱神。
If you do not know Jesus, you cannot love God.
你不认识神，你就不可能去关心人家的这个生命。
If you do not know God, then there's no way you would care for the lives of others.
所以我们要为万人祷告，其实我们更重要的就是要为着耶稣拯救万人的这件事情祷告。
So praying for everyone really means that we need to pray for the salvation of all men for the sake of Jesus Christ.
我常常讲，传福音不提耶稣不是福音。
I often say that you may if you preach the gospel without the mention of Jesus Christ, then you're not preaching the gospel.
奇怪的一件事情，你提到耶稣，就好多人就不要听。
But what's weird is, the moment you mention Jesus Christ, many people would shut their ears.
所以我们所听到的福音，往往我们叫它糖衣的福音。
And so oftentimes there are gospel being preached, we call them sugar-coated gospels.
Oh, 耶稣, 太好了, 信了耶稣以后啊, 又不伤风, 又不感冒, 又不摔跤, 又不啊, 好吃的东西吃不下去, 啊, 这些统统没有。
So we see here people say Jesus is good. If you believe in Jesus, you would eat well, you would sleep well, you would not fall, you would not be injured. Everything you want in this world, you can have.
这个叫糖衣的福音。
This is a sugar-coated gospel.
这个不是真福音。
That's not the true gospel.
我刚才讲的, 你一看到那个不信的人, 就看到那个人, 这个在河里都快要淹死了,在那里啊,拼命的游水。
I mentioned earlier, when you think of someone who still has not been saved, when you see this person, you see a picture of this person in the water, failing his arms, and about to drown.
这个是福音。
And you want to go and save this person? This is the gospel.
我们一定要告诉这些不信的人, 你不信,
we must tell these people that if you do not believe, then your only end is eternal destruction.
今天我们怕人家不要听,
we are afraid that people do not like the message, so we avoid this message.
因此上千千万万的人就为着你这个不敢讲，最后
That is why hundreds and thousands of people, they end up being in eternal destruction because you're afraid of this message.
神很严厉地跟先知以西结讲,
God said very severely to the prophet Ezekiel,
你是我的传道人,
you are my prophet.
我跟你讲什么, 你就一个字不变地讲出去。
Whatever I tell you, you need to speak in its own entirety and preach it.
这样子, 那个人沉沦了, 罪不在你的身上。
So that if this person rejects the message, you're not responsible.
你改变了我的话, 你去跟那个人讲, 将来那个人的血就在你的手上。
If you alter the message I give you, and that in the end, this person faces eternal destruction, then that man's blood would be on you.
假如我们喜欢传糖衣福音的人, 我们要留心。
Those of us who like to sugarcoat our gospel message, we need to be careful.
主耶稣到世上来的目的, 就是为了舍命做万人的赎价。
Jesus Christ came to this world for one purpose, and that is to die and to give up his life for the salvation of all.
所以这个是主耶稣做中保的一个真正的意义。
And this is what it means to say that Jesus Christ is the mediator.
他是来到这里做我们的赎价。
He came to this world to become our ransom.
他是唯一配做这件事的。
He is the only one who is worthy to do this job.
而且他到世上来是在一个最适合的一个时候。
Also, the moment in which he came to this world was also the most appropriate time.
这是第六节讲的。
That's what verse 6 tells us.
他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候，这事必证明出来。
He gave himself as a ransom for all men, the testimony given in its proper time.
神做任何的事情都有他自己的时刻。
When God acts, he has his timing.
我要提醒弟兄姊妹们，我们的神表面上看起来很 stubborn， 就是你怎么样子跟他讲都没用。
Brothers and sisters, on the surface, our God seemed to be a stubborn God, which, in other words, he does whatever he wants.
原因就是因为他做任何的事情都有他所选择的时刻。But
the reason really is because everything that he does, he has an appropriate time for it.
这个时刻对他是最好的。
And this time is the most perfect time for him.
这个时刻对你对我也是最好的。
And the reality is that time would also be, is all, are also the perfect times for you and I.
所以到了时候，这是必证明出来，这是讲到主耶稣他到世上来是有固定的时刻。
And so that this testimony will be given in its proper time means that at the right moment, Jesus Christ will be revealed.
第七节我们要结束了。为此，我为此奉派做传道的，做使徒，做外邦人的师父，教导他们相信，学习真道。再一次讲，我说的是真话，并不是谎言。
Verse 7 says, And for this purpose, I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I'm telling the truth, I'm not lying, and I am a teacher of the full truth, of the true faith to the Gentiles.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个替神传话的人都要有这个把握。
Brothers and sisters, every one of us who speak on behalf of God must have this assurance.
我所讲的每一个字都是真实的。
That everything I say must be true.
都是从神来的。
They all must be from God.
不是我自己造出来的。
It's not something I made up.
也不是我为了讨好那个听的人而编出来的。
And it is not something that I would make up so that it would be easier to the listener.
这个叫做真道。
That is the truth.
这是我们每一个人都应该走的路。
And that is the path in which we must all take.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，为着这段时间感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you for this time we have.
求主让我们知道只有一位真神。
Help us to understand that there is only one true God.
在神与人中间只有一位中保。
And between God and man, there is only one mediator.
就是降世为人的主耶稣基督。
That is Jesus Christ, who is God and became flesh to live among us.
求主让我们知道怎么样子敬拜他。
Help us to know how to worship him.
怎么样子跟随他。
How to follow him.
怎么样子侍奉他。
How to serve him.
祝福我们弟兄姊妹。
Bless our brothers and sisters.
让我们都能够满足你的心意。
May we live lives that satisfies your will.
我们将祷告祈求靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.